welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I've been looking forward with anticipation to share the message that the Lord has given me. But as always, let's pray that God prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We praise you for all your bountiful benefits. What can we render, Lord, to you for all of the bountiful benefits? Praise and a thankful heart and gratitude. Lord, make gratitude and thankfulness a part of our lives. Help us not to complain. Help us to be grateful. Help us to realize that in every difficult situation, God has a purpose for it. He's got a plan through it. He's got a way to show us and teach us new things, lessons, spiritual lessons, and even practical lessons. And so, Father, we thank you for your anointing on our time today and also through the week, Father, that your word would, the Holy Spirit would enlarge the word of God and make it applicable to our lives. Father, a human agency is, Lord, I'm only a vessel, but the Holy Spirit can amplify and make it rich and powerful to each individual heart, Lord, because you know exactly where everyone is at. You know the needs in their lives. And so, Father, we praise you and thank you and give you glory for what you're going to do in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, as I was in prayer waiting to come on the broadcast, I felt that there are many people listening that really need to experience the peace of God right now. The things we go through, the battles, the hindrance, and sometimes they seem to be unceasing, or sometimes they're all at once. They're overwhelming, and we tend to be overwhelmed, basically. But what does the scripture tell us? When our heart is when my spirit is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Beloved, Jesus is the answer for everything. And all of us, we have stresses, we have anxiety. Just driving the freeway could create stress. And the Lord understands that. But He wants us not to be so reactive. But once we sense ourselves, and some of you really need to, we all need, I speak from experience, all right? So I need to increasingly not react to what's going on, but to immediately inside just turn to the Lord and trust that He is going to, first of all, give me the wisdom. He's going to give me a way of escape. And even if it's like if you're on the freeway and there's an imminent accident, He's there. He will help you. And so He loves His children. He protects us. And so as we walk in the counsel of God, as we take the full armor of God, it's important to do that. There are things we need to do. We can't expect the Lord to do everything. In terms of He gives us, with every promise, there is a condition. And so we need to fill that condition. So for those who are having a rough time right now, Father, right now I pray for the peace of God. Lord, the things they have encountered this day, the things they will encounter, Father, I pray for divine wisdom. I pray for peace. I rebuke that spirit of anxiety and stress and fear. Lord, many times He will bring that because of the situation. And Father, I praise You for Your peace right now and that You're going to make a way that they will know which is the way to walk in it. And so, Father, I thank You for that in Jesus' name. All right. Well, what I'm going to be sharing is how to receive from the Lord. Don't you think that's a very important subject? Because we all want to receive from the Lord. Basically, we're going to be discussing spiritual receptivity. Now, what does it mean to be receptive? What does it mean when we're spiritually receptive? Well, I'll quote the Webster definition. It's an adjective. The verb, of course, is to receive. And it means able or ready to accept suggestions, new ideas, instructions, whatever, etc. So when we are spiritually receptive, that means we are in a place in our spirit, in our heart, that we are able and ready to hear the Lord, to hear the things that He might counsel us, the advice that He would give, the inspiration that He would impart to us, that we could go in that direction. He does give answers. And the wonderful part about it, beloved, the Lord wants us to interact with Him. Once that we're saved, He just doesn't pat you on the head and expect you to go off all by yourself and manage. We don't do a very good job of that. We constantly need the help of the Holy Spirit. And when we receive Jesus, when we're saved, the Holy Spirit comes. I hope if you're saved, you know that. He dwells within your heart. And then, as the Lord told the disciples, to receive the empowering of the Holy Spirit, they had to tarry at Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit was poured out on that day of Pentecost. And you know what, beloved? He's never left. There is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which gives the power, the anointing, to be able to, and the strength, to live a Christian life. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Just read it in your Bibles. You know how fearful they were. They were hiding. They were terrified of the religious rulers of the Romans, and they just were behind locked doors. But when the Holy Spirit came upon them, Peter preached to over 3,000 people. They were saved, and they were filled with a strength and anointing they never knew and experienced before. So, enough said on that. We want to talk about spiritual receptivity. And so, it means to be able to receive the word of the Lord from Scripture. Now, that means that we have to ask God to open the Scriptures to us, and He will do that. Sometimes, you know, when you're first saved, you don't understand many of the spiritual principles or laws, but we want to, because God speaks to us out of His Word. I'm sure if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you've had that experience where that Scripture just jumps off the page to you because it's pertinent to what you are currently dealing with or what you're encountering or what's going on in your life. And let's look at loved ones or people that are not saved. If you might quote the Word of the Lord to them, the Holy Spirit has to prepare the heart of every person. I mean, I remember times in my life someone talked to me about Jesus and I could have cared less. Although that was a seed planted, I wasn't able to really receive it, but it stayed there. And that is true with every unsaved person, with our loved ones. We have to pray for them because they will respond to the Holy Spirit when He so moves upon their heart, so moves upon their lives. He can arrange circumstances, beloved, I'm sure you've experienced that, where they will begin to cry out to God. They will begin to be drawn to the Holy One of Israel. And so they can't receive the Lord when they're in a sort of a deaf state, but God is going to work on that. So that's what you need to pray for. And then also another way to receive spiritually is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit does lead us. And you know, this isn't just a mental affirmation. He speaks out of the Word. That's a primary way. And anything He would speak to you, place on your heart, thoughts He'd place in your mind, it would never, never, never contradict the Word of God. And as we grow in the Lord, we'll begin to know. I mean, there's the voice of the devil. There's our own particular voice. But the voice of the Lord is always according to Scripture. It's always bringing you closer to God. It's always moving you forward in the things of God. It's always advancing you into spiritual maturity. And so, And how does he do that? Sometimes he does it with that still small voice. And also many times, beloved, as I have found, you know, when I was young, Lord, I said, oh, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. People were walking around, well, the Lord told me this and the Lord told me that. Well, sometimes you have to be careful of people who are always saying, the Lord told me this, the Lord told me that. We all can experience hearing from the Lord, and he does it in a multifaceted way. He ministers to us. He communicates with us in various ways. Sometimes we'll just look at something and there are thoughts will come, and it's the Lord ministering. Or it's not with words necessarily. You'll have a mental thought. Instead of saying, Lord, I want you to lead me through my day, you'll actually think of something, and that's the next step. But the thing is, we need to wait upon him moment by moment as possible. I mean, when you're working, you're concentrating on a particular task, well, then of course you don't have quite the liberty, but you're doing his instructions. You're called to do what he's prompting you to do. So I hope that helps a little bit, because so often I thought I had to hear words. And no, it's just a gentle impression. And it's like, oh, okay. Because sometimes that's the easiest way to communicate. It's much really easier, the thought, than an actual verbiage of words. In fact, I understand in heaven they do speak, but they can do that. They can understand each other without speaking. Isn't that something nice to look forward to? But he's preparing us now. That's how we can also grow in the things of God. And also, just be aware, the Lord has a sense of humor. If you haven't discovered that, I trust he will reveal himself to you that way. Anyway, beloved, we haven't even gotten into the message yet, so I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, and if at any point you should miss a broadcast on air, please feel free to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast. They are there archived for your convenience and listening pleasure. All right, well, as always, I invite the radio audience to write and share their prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And should you email, I will certainly pray and confirm receipt. But if you'd like a personal answer by mail, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.